Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgic campfire and talk about hilarious, crazy stories of growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And we have a returning special guest here with us today. We got Old Man. You can find all of our introductions in the first episode. This is episode 11, so we're not going to go a round table every time. Let's just go ahead and jump into this episode. So we're going to talk about fall festivals, seasonal kind of things. You know, the weather's cooling down here in San Antonio, and it's got us kind of remembering those old school days. Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's just do a quick round table. Names. So that way, at least the voices, we can put a name to the voice. I'm D, your host.
I'm C.
I'm PT.
I'm Bubbles.
Old Man.
Old Man. Shout out, Old Man. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
72.
Old as dirt.
I didn't know dirt. Never mind. I shouldn't do that one. That's not nice. That's not a nice one. All right. Let's go ahead. And who wants to kick it off?
I guess I'll kick it off. So I brought this up to PT the other day because it had me thinking that when my kids were in elementary school, mm-hmm. like there wasn't like no fall festivals or like programs that they would do. Because I remember when we were in elementary school, we had programs and fall festivals and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's like that's a thing of the past.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do they do now? Just nothing?
Nothing. They don't do anything.
They don't do any of it at all. Mm-mm. What?
Yeah. Nothing. They don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Because that was really cool. Like, I remember, I mean, like everything would be all decorated and the hallways, the library,
right? Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But and now it's just all boring and lame.
And that's where is during those times that, you know, you learn like the Christmas carols, you know, when you're having a.
Yeah.
A Christmas, performance or whatever.
Yeah, like a little show for the parents, you know, the
Christmas pageant.
Pageant. Yeah, or you'd have like, so I know for us in elementary school, you had like a music class and you would learn, you know, a little song or something you'd perform and, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember that too, dang.
Mm-hmm. Or not even that, we like at our school, we would have fall festivals, like actual like on a Friday after school, it'd be like from like 4 to like 10.
So you'd have events.
Yeah, you'd have
stuff.
Events.
You would like
have
purchase booths. Tickets and stuff, right?
You'd have food booths.
Nice.
You'd have games.
Yeah.
Food. Like everyone had a different booth.
Kind of like
different
a field
classes.
Day?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. And then they'd have like, you know, they'd sell food. Every class would have a different booth. Like,
yeah.
And then they'd have like little games for the kids and you'd have to buy tickets. And
do you know like what kind fundraise. Of food they would do?
Dude, they would do, we're in the South Side, so they would do like
potted
tacos.
Meat. It was just cans of potted meat.
they would do
corn like, in a cup?
Yeah, corn in a cup. They would do like
chicken on a steak.
Like chicken tacos, like chicken fajita tacos, maybe sausage like, wraps.
Okay, turkey legs or
turkey legs
like,
and stuff like that.
Basically like carnival kind of food.
Yeah, like fiesta type stuff. Right. Yeah, like that. And then they would have games like throw the ring or like the little goldfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, the fish.
Yeah,
one.
I remember
fishing
that.
Pool.
Yeah, Morrow Elementary. Back when we're in class, yeah.
Yeah, how come you never took us on into the corn maze when we were kids?
We didn't know about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess we'll let you off the hook.
It's a whiskey tangle thing, isn't
it? But, you know, like with mom being in school, even her school, when we were little, had fall festivals.
Yeah, festivals, right.
And she would take us to those.
Because she'd probably go work them, right? She'd have to go work. Like they'd have a booth or no?
I don't know if she had a booth, but I think she would take us.
We would just go and, hang out. And they'd have, like in the cafeteria, games mm-hmm. and little, like, almost like I guess, like field day, where it was just little sections. And you'd play this game with different kids and then go to the next one and rotate.
Yeah.
So did they even have corn mazes back in the day? Because I thought it was, like, a...
No, they've always had them.
Hondo, Texas,
That's been there forever, yeah.
Oh, but
they've had them. They've popped up here and there. I remember being kids going, but they're mainly like out there, like Hondo, like Lavernia. Lavernia has a nice one now, But there was a different one. Remember the one we took the kids to? Mm-hmm. Well, that one's back, and then they had different ones. But yeah, there was always like different. They've always had that. Yeah.
Do y'all remember the little fishing thing? You throw the fishing pole over, and somebody would be behind there, and they put a little toy on it.
Yeah.
They would tug on it.
It'd be like a wall. So cute.
Or you would get like the goldfish in the bag. It would be like a real goldfish.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, or the little betta fish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Everybody would get one.
I always wanted one of those. I don't think I ever won one.
Yeah.
Got skunked.
Yeah.
Man.
Bummer. Maybe we should get one now.
A goldfish?
A betta fish.
A betta fish? Where are you going to put it?
Wherever. Right here on the table.
Cruel, dude. That seems cruel.
Why?
Betta fish for a betta male? Wow. That's fucked up.
There's even more of a reason to get one.
Hey, man, there's only enough room for one beta. Hey, look, there's only enough room for one beta in this house, and it's me.
And it's me.
I'll be damned if someone.
And then you become, what's after beta?
Charlie.
No, it's a.
Delta?
I think it might be Delta.
I don't know.
No,
Delta
isn't
male. Fucking
nah, more like a Sigma male. Sigma male.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking train. Transformer.
Training. I thought it was like carotene or something like that. No.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, whatever.
But yeah, those things were good. Dude, on the salsa, they had a DJ. There was one of the teachers.
That's cool.
Like my last kid in elementary, which was Noah, that's the last time I remember the fall festival, which like what? He's what? 13 now? 14? So mm-hmm. It was like when he was like, what, like 7 years ago?
Wow.
8 years ago?
Yeah. Well, even at my kids' school, they didn't have any.
Never
like
at
that.
All, right? Yeah. Because remember that one time? Yeah.
That's sad.
I think.
Why do you think they did?
I was going to say maybe they had like a trunk or treat, but not even that. I don't think they had anything like that.
Why do you think they stopped it? I'm just curious. What are your thoughts? Like the reasoning?
I don't know. Just
like someone bitched about it?
Maybe funding? Maybe. I don't know. It's just we can never figure out. But even with the Christmas, they stopped the Christmas stuff because they had them in the beginning when your kids were like in like.
Yeah.
Like the little elementary.
Do you think it like was at the same time where they changed it to from Merry Christmas to Happy Holidays or something like that?
Probably.
Like less.
Why people get
I don't remember when that happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, because when we were small and going to school, it was Christmas.
Yeah,
it was never Happy Holidays or anything like that. It was straight up Merry Christmas.
Christmas with Santa and everything. You know,
it was Happy Halloween, Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Columbus Day. No, it's all the
Indigenous Day.
Well, I mean. Yeah, I mean, they kind of have a do your research on Columbus, dude.
Oh, dude, man, that's I wish I had known more about it like when I was little because I would have brought like a for Indigenous Day, I would have brought a blanket with like measles, like little little lumps on it. And they're like, what is that blanket? It's my measles blanket. Enjoy, fuckers.
Columbus did,
You did stuff for Indigenous
Day? No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was just saying to go against the norm because,
it's
so crazy. Like,
because the kids are off on Mondays for Columbus Day, but it's like now they call it Indigenous People Day.
You know what would be funny?
Oh, so there's no Columbus Day anymore?
Yeah,
I think they still call it Columbus Day, but.
I don't know. They just try to please everybody, which is bullshit.
You can't.
The butthurt people call it Indigenous People Day. Yeah.
And the funny thing is if you tried to dress like an Aztec or Mayan person, you'd be, you'd get hate for being like cultural appropriation or whatever. But I would do it and then put little measles on my skin, like, and then be there wrapped in a blanket. And they said they were friends. Now I have
those
mumps.
Are the wrong Indians, fool. Those are
The other one?
No, dude. Those were in Mexico, dude.
I thought that
don't insult the Aztecs and Mayans like that, bro.
Or was it the Incan?
No, dude, they were different Incans.
I don't think they were actual Mexicans.
No, that's where they were in Mexico, dude. Central America.
What,
You're talking about here. You're talking about like the East Coast, where like the whole Columbus.
No, I'm talking about when they hit them up with the blankets that were and they it was
the
Cortez
blankets,
right? Well, Cortez or one of the conquistadors, and he like.
No, they raped and killed them. They didn't kill them. Like those were the American Indians, like the American Native
Indians.
Yeah,
the white man gave the Indians smallpox.
Yeah,
the blankets.
Yeah, like, but not the Aztecs and the Mayans. It was the other.
They're all the same.
No, they're not all the same.
It's all the same.
Yeah. God, it's insulting.
You put them in a lineup, and I'll be like Mezcan. No.
Shit,
because they're not all Mexican. They're not. They're all.
But
they're
you
not
know,
from Central America.
About the same time, all this crap changed when your mom was teaching. They would put up like. The schoolwork on the bulletin board, and you'd see who was the dumbasses and who weren't. And then they couldn't even do that anymore. You know, if they couldn't put anything because you don't
want to make the
dumbasses feel bad. So,
yeah.
Right.
So it all changed about the same time.
But then again, dude, history's changed. Like, they've changed it so much in the textbooks, dude. Like, they don't even mention, like, I don't even think they talk about that anymore. Like I have a lot of Italian friends, bro. You can't talk bad about Columbus, bro. They get crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know.
So kind of like what you were saying, though, going back, because that made me think about how they also, you remember, used to get ribbons for like attendance,
yes.
AB honor.
First place.
Yeah, yeah, you got like recognition. Place. And I don't think like now they do that at all. Now they just send you an email. Good job.
Yeah.
And everybody's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Everybody
participates. Well, it's like the sports, too. Kids
sports. Because it's like with my kids. Okay, I know my kids aren't the brightest and smartest, but it's like they got a certificate for characters, pillar awards, or some weird,
like when they're in elementary, or when they in middle school, like they had to make something up because, you know, there's all these people that get like A and B honor roll, blah blah blah, all this stuff, and then you got a kid that, like, you know, Michael Smith, nothing, or perfect attendance, like they make shit up so they don't feel left out. Like, no, fuck, dude.
Yeah,
I tell my kids, you wanna earn something, you gotta earn it, bro. You're not gonna be given.
Like, the only person that's fooling is the kid. Because everyone else is like,
because not gonna expect it.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone else outside of that knows that it's a bullshit thing, and like that kid's not.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. Like, they conform to the smallest percentage of people or whatever the complaints, and they just want to be appropriate for everyone. That's where the world fucking went wrong.
Nah, man, we got our hopes and dreams crushed.
Hell yeah!
Well, because it was
still
like
crushed my kids' dreams.
Well,
because
it was like last year, like the little one got a certificate. She's like, Mom, I got a certificate. I'm like,
yeah, for what?
Like, literally, dang, like I love my kids. Yeah, I love her. I love her to death. And I know, you know, she has a hard time with school. But I asked her. I was like, for what? Because I know it ain't perfect attendance, and I know it ain't AB
honor
roll.
You ain't doing shit this year. What'd you get?
Yeah, I'm like, for what? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like, so what was it?
It was like some weird. What was it? Pillar character.
It's like
of
character pillar award.
Showing up.
It was like some
pretty much
that they
all
got. If they didn't have like attendance,
you kept your mouth shut. Yeah. You didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
But you know what's sad is this shit has gone to the grown ass adults. These guys in their 50s and 60s.
That's where it started. That's where it started, and it trickles down.
We started doing car shows back in 2008, and they'd actually have first, second, and place trophies. And then some of these guys would get butthurt, so they changed it to class awards, which is technically second place and third place. And then they do like best in class,
which technically would be first place,
but they took away the number system.
And it's so stupid because your trophy doesn't even say first or second.
Yeah.
So you don't even know. Like I look at some of these trophies from years ago and I'm like, was this first?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I could tell. Yeah, it's first place trophy. And it's, you know, but yeah, even then we're talking like 50, 60 year old guys that got all butthurt about
serious?
This.
Yes.
Or was it first place?
I don't know. Is best in show better
it
than best in
say.
Class?
It doesn't say.
Yeah. It's
what?
Yeah. And it's annoying because they just give they have like the trophies all the same size, you know, kind of thing.
You can't tell which one's
worth. Like what the fuck?
Dude, fuck all that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That it's annoying because we try and teach our kids, you know, don't expect it. You got to earn it.
You got to earn it. You got everything you do,
you know,
man.
It means more when you actually earn it.
Right.
Well, you were a pretty straight A, AB. You're a good kid. Did you get all the awards and the medals and the ribbons?
Yes.
Dang, man. There she is.
Except
dude.
Spanish.
Is it still in your room at your mom and dad's house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Her mom doesn't throw
anything away. Yeah, they keep everything. Actually, I came home with, you know, a box of, like, some of my stuff. At least the ones that I wanted to keep.
Yeah.
They're upstairs, actually.
But your room is how you left it?
Yeah. Well, okay. So, I mean, we couldn't really decorate our room the way we wanted to. You know, my mom, you know, painted a certain color, and that's the color it stayed.
Yeah.
You know, I asked multiple times, hey, can I paint my room, you know, a different color? No. So I was never able to.
I picture your room being painted like a salmon color.
What?
No, I think right now it's probably like a lilac color. It's a light purple, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the ceilings have kind of a sparkle to them.
Yeah. The ceilings are white and it what is it? Like the popcorn ceilings.
Right.
We still have the popcorn ones.
I was lucky just not get expelled from high school, much less get any fucking awards.
Damn.
Getting in trouble?
Well, yeah. And that's kind of like why
I was bored.
It's kind of like why we wanted to incentivize the kids, you know, like to get them to mm-hmm. do better, because yeah. it does help. And then when you earn it, it's definitely mm-hmm. it more meaningful.
Yeah. If anything, it just opens up more doors in whatever way they want to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, because we would even do activities like in class that was mm-hmm. Halloween related.
Yeah. Or, yeah, you're yeah, right. We would do like Christmas decor, Christmas, and it would yeah. go out like in the hallways, or it would yeah. go out and yeah. whatever.
Or like
and
Valentine, when they would do their little boxes. People bring, oh, yeah. I don't even think yeah. they do that anymore.
Remember, we would do like the, for Christmas, it would be the chimney, but it would be out of the carton, the milk carton.
Yes.
And you have to like draw breaks around it on red construction paper.
Yes. And then cotton.
And then cotton for the snow. Yeah.
I remember those. I remember we would make like mittens or like stockings to hang like in the hallway with your name on it for different teachers. And then mm-hmm. you put a little candy cane in there or something. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
School was fun back then.
Yeah. They don't do any of that anymore.
That sucks, man.
They don't decorate. It's weird.
I think maybe the last thing the kids did was decorate. It would be like for Thanksgiving, and it would be like a placemat. And it would have like, you know how like they would draw like their hands and
oh, yeah.
like be like a turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Turkey thing.
But it would be like they would make it like a placemat for the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that too. Yeah.
You know, I just remembered, it's kind of like a little bit embarrassing, but how like brutal it was, I guess, you know, before all this everybody gets a trophy thing was, I remember we were practicing like in our stage in elementary, and it was for like a, let's say like a Christmas pageant or performance or whatever. So we were like singing, and then the choir teacher or whatever had asked us, oh, okay, so this group right here sings. And so I was in that group, and then she like pointed me out. And she called me down like to the piano where she was playing, and she's like, okay, we'll sing this. And so I went ahead and I sung, and she's like, oh, okay, we'll stand over here. So mm-hmm. she removed me from the choir.
Because
I couldn't sing.
Because you didn't sing good.
Yeah. So she was like taking people out of the choir. So whoever like remained in the choir, they're the ones that performed.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How did that make you feel?
Bad.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
But now they all can't fucking sing.
Now they just let everyone. Yeah.
They let everybody sing.
Yeah.
Well, was it like that when we had like programs in elementary school? Did we have like we would be dressed up? Like it would be like let's say like a nativity scene. Do you have like the sheep, and then you have like different characters dressed up?
I don't remember y'all doing.
I don't remember
plays
that.
And stuff.
Yeah,
I know we did.
I just remember singing.
Yeah. I remember dressing up like a little Indian, you know, yeah. like we made our little headbands and stuff, and
yeah,
for, the little,
that shit no
for the little performance or
they
whatever.
They made him change the Redskins, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. Gotten out of control. It's like all the things that people fight so hard for are, in my opinion, like
irrelevant.
Like, matter. Dude, that's such a small issue
exactly.
for such a small amount of people. Yeah, we got all these bigger problems, and nobody wants to address
exactly.
it.
Exactly, like because they don't they want to tackle the small issues right. instead of the big ones, like the real issues that can make a difference.
Yeah.
But it's just all controlled. It's all controlled thing.
I think it's just people aren't busy enough, so they pick something yeah. to be offended by or yeah. upset about.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, yo, you got too much time on your hands.
Yeah. like, it was like here, all the schools that were like had Indian names that you made them change. Like
really, yeah.
the Comanches, now they're the Hurricane. Yeah, because I know at Harnell, the Indians do. They try to do it. Nope.
Oh,
the
wow.
board was like, nope, we ain't going to do it. Nope. They tried to pressure them, and they had all these, nope. Just like the Redskins.
They didn't cave in.
Yeah. Wow. And just like the Redskins, they did it like that, that thing's based on the actual, like an actual Redskin. That Redskin logo
mm-hmm.
It was created from an actual Indian. I forgot the name, but yeah, it's like they have permission from that tribe. So that tribe was like, so, yeah, like, the, and it was like an honor of that chief. That's why that icon, it's so iconic. That,
yeah.
Like that.
Isn't there also a chewing tobacco that has a
Red Man
Red Man, like yeah. right? Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Let's get rid of the buffalo nickels,
yeah,
too.
I think so, yeah.
yeah, that's a good point. Dang.
Yeah, it's yeah. just like I understand, dude, but it's like part of our history, so we can't change history. But the thing is, when you forget about history, it happens again. Like when you erase yeah. history, it's going to happen.
Itself.
Again. It repeats itself. Yeah. Like you just got to learn from it, and you know,
dang man,
it's crazy, but yeah,
that's wild. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they don't do that anymore. Like they don't yeah. have plays, they don't have
Mm-mm.
parties. They used to have parties. Now they don't.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
you can't. And if they do have a party, they have to order pizza. No one can bring food in.
It can't be homemade.
It's
got to be store-bought.
Yeah, remember you used to have the bake? Y'all have the bake things too?
Yeah.
Like every like 6 weeks, they would have a bake sale, and like you could get like baked shit all day long. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I remember one of the kids' moms would make these legit Rice Krispie treats, but they were like... That's think of like three them. Times the size of what they should be, but would they have like M&M's in them?
M&M's are the best.
Gosh, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or chocolate chip. Like, if you've seen the movie Christmas Story, that's pretty much how it used to be. You know, you'd write the theme before going on Christmas, and then you go down to the department stores, and they'd have all the toys and stuff on display. And
you'd be window shopping?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what your theme would have been in that time frame? Like, what do you want for – what do you want to
– anything car related.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
big into
cars.
I was big into cars. Yeah.
Nice.
And guns.
Yep.
Shoot your eye.
You'll shoot your dick off. Wait, what? That's the new. That's the 2023 one. Version.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, I remember in elementary school, we did have Christmas pageants, and we sang, and it wasn't a music class, but. Like all the fifth graders would get together and they would sing a song, and all the fourth graders would sing a song. And I remember the song we sang was Atar Atar.
Can you give us a rendition of it right now?
No, but you do it pretty good. Atar Atar, you were what, like four?
No, I was probably younger. I was probably like three.
Trying to sing it.
String a star, a star. Mm-hmm. A star up in the sky.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Oh, you love that version.
I do.
Dude, she's always every Christmas.
Going with Johnny Mathis?
Johnny Mathis.
That has been my favorite one like the past few years.
She's like, find it.
All the traditional ones?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know where it's
at. No, I don't see
it. I have an album.
Do you want the 8? Do you want it on 8-track?
Yeah, I think I have a vinyl with it on there.
I think we got a cassette, an 8-track, and a...
Yeah.
Which one is mine?
Yeah, the very, very Christmas one.
Oh, a very special Christmas. Yeah.
No, but the song that I always sing.
Atar Atar?
No, it's Wham.
I wish you a retard retard.
Oh, Last Christmas.
Last
I hate
Christmas.
That fucking song.
Oh, Wham.
Last Christmas. Okay. Dude, the very next day, you pissed it away. Dude, I love that video, though. That video is fucking classic.
That's funny. So, you know what pisses me off is they have a very special Christmas on vinyl. They have a very special Christmas volume 2 on vinyl that's harder to find, but they don't have volume 3.
Yeah, they don't have
volume and it pisses
vinyl.
Me off because I actually, that one has the Smashing Pumpkins on it, and I want that vinyl, dude.
No, we have the first one.
Yeah.
And that one we found it by luck.
Yeah.
The first one I found it at Friends of Sounds. Yeah, okay. George had it.
Well, they have the reissue. So they have the reissue.
The other one, We have the original.
They haven't done the reissue for volume 2. So you can only find the OG
pressings.
Yeah,
you got the OG. That one's hard to find.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
It goes for like 200.
Yeah, fuck that.
The first one goes for, even the OG pressing like ours, it goes for a lot.
Like 100 or so. Like,
yeah.
Even the CDs are hard to find too.
Yeah, even the CDs, yeah.
I think I still have the volume 3 CD. But taking a step back, the Johnny Mathis one, it's such a good, because the buildup.
Hell yeah.
Is like epic.
I have it on vinyl. I'll look for it. I could probably get you a copy of it.
Can you really sing it?
Yeah. Ready? Everyone knows that she's got ulterior motives. Tell me the truth. And now it's back in your head.
Oh my goodness.
Did you ever find out
you
about
know
that song?
How often he has been singing that?
Dude, I'll be all the time. She'll like wake me up abruptly and I'm like, everyone. It's like in my head while I'm sleeping.
No wonder your eye's swollen.
Yeah. No. No updates on the everyone knows that.
Nothing. Yeah. I was looking. I found the same shit you did. Yeah.
That thing is like a ghost.
Though.
It's like a ghost of the past.
Maybe someone just put it in there just to fuck with people.
No, man. It sounds good though. Like it's a banger.
It is, dude. I dance to it at Image in the 80s. Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna go off topic here.
Okay.
And I meant to ask y'all this last time.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Pot of beat.
I sent it on a group text, and I sent pew pew. Did y'all see a little laser when y'all opened it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You should have.
Yeah, you should have. You didn't.
Because if we, yeah.
On the iPhone, yeah.
Because I saw it sent to the group. So if you do, like, if we do, like, pew pew back and forth.
Do it right now.
We shoot lasers at each other.
Yeah, do it right now. It's doing the group one.
I meant to ask y'all if y'all saw it.
Mm-mm.
Just
you
type,
mean like
just
sometimes
type
it just
in.
Type it comes yeah. out in just like fireworks
P-E-W.
Or something?
P-E-W.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
okay, I'll wait till oh. I get it.
There it goes. Look. I did not see that when you sent it.
Yeah, she sent it like, oh, it was, yeah. It was late at night though,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were laying in bed. She's like, hey, look at this shit. And she showed me. I'm like, oh, look, I'm going to send it to the group text. I think she sent it to me first.
I thought it was my phone fucking up.
No, that one didn't work.
Yeah, look.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you sent it back and forth, like, oh, get my lasers. God.
Did cool. you see? Hey, mine
yeah.
didn't work.
No, yours didn't work.
Oh, I wait. Put in.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
Not pee pee, pew pew.
Oh, my bad. The pee pee one didn't work.
Pee pee. Oh, my God. My mouth got watery.
But I saw that on TikTok. I was like, really? Is this
yeah,
true?
Yeah, she sent it to me. And I'm like,
because I know there's other, like, congratulations will
yeah,
work.
Like,
and, like,
yeah, happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday will
yeah.
do it. Mm-hmm. Wow. Pew pew.
You can also add that shit on, like, sir, anything you send. Like, if you hold it down, it does something.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I meant to phones. Ask you all last time.
Phones really phones really have come a long way.
Yeah, shit. What come a long way from my Primeco phone.
Pee-pee.
That's what $1,000 would get you.
Girl,
sweet
stop.
Pea.
I tried
sweet pea. Nothing works.
Oh, there he is. He's right there. He's walking. He's alive.
He's back. My sweet pea. Oh,
bro, if I ever come across a time machine.
Yeah. You're going
to
go there?
I swear to God, I'm going to.
You're going to go to that Target?
He literally looks like a sweet potato.
We're going to go. No, I'm going to go back to the moment you lost it.
Yeah.
He's
going
to
be watching.
Oh, you want to see him
rolling on the floor.
And I'm going to record it. We're going to go viral, bro.
Dude, it would go viral. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to record it.
Your mom just walked away, man. I don't know.
You left him there just fucking yelling and screaming on the floor. You were like just
I was fucking crushed. Dude. Think about your favorite thing in the world. And just in a
are
moment,
your eyes
gone.
Getting watery?
I was chopping onions. I was chopping onions.
I'm glad you lost it.
That happened to me once, but I just fucking cried and manned up and fucking got over
no,
it.
No, man. No, it was devastating.
Dude, you were like, fucked. How long were you sad for?
Because I knew it was like, it's not something you could ever just replace. Because I think it was like a toy that came with something else. It wasn't like you could just go buy another okay. fucking
came,
Care Bear.
It was like an accessory.
Yeah, it was
else.
Like a one of a time thing, man.
Because it played music, right?
Yeah, it had a little button you press and it had music. Wow. You know what that just reminded me of?
Have you tried Googling and looking for
what
it?
What if that song no, came out of Sweet Pea?
Oh, what if you press a button?
Gosh.
What if you find
heard
one?
It before.
Knows that.
What if you found it and it played that fucking song, yo? You'd shit your pants.
The one you were singing right
everyone
now.
Everyone knows that?
Dude, that would be awesome. Dude, let's make some toys. Let's make some toys and put that.
I need
on
to
there.
Search for Sweet Pea on like eBay it. Or something yeah. and see if I can track it down.
You named it Sweet Pea. That wasn't what it was.
No, I know, but I get... no, but I know I can fuck? Find. I could
I
find.
I was just about to Google Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Sweet Pea.
I'm start a Reddit post. Has anyone seen my Sweet Pea from the past?
Like in a fucking
janitor. On some porn site. Man.
A janitor that's like 80 years old has it. Dude takes a picture of it.
You were that little boy flipping his shit out on the floor.
He has
Target.
A Polaroid yeah. of you on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. No, but do you remember when we would go to Mini World? Mm-hmm. So there was this daycare center that was at the end of our street, like across from the street. And we would stay there for a short period of time. We were being baby. Like it was basically like after school care or whatever. How old were we when we went?
About 13.
No, really though. How old were we?
Probably like fourth, fifth grade, somewhere in there.
No, we were younger than that. Oh, no. We were little. We were like first or second grade.
But after the after school program, you were older.
No. But yeah. I'm talking about when we would go when we were really little. I remember sticking rocks in the playground. I put little pebbles in my nose, and I freaked out because they got stuck, and I couldn't get them out. I was like freaking out, man. And I finally was able to get the little rocks out. And one thing that always takes me back to that time at that specific daycare center was – the Campbell's tomato soup.
Oh, man.
Because
yes.
they would serve it to us with crackers, saltines. And like, dude, I just loved that Campbell's yeah. soup.
So what does the pebbles have anything to do with that?
That was just something where I stuck dude, shit on my nose.
You were that kid, huh?
Yeah. I think I got dared to do it. And I was like, yeah, I'll yeah, do it. I'm not a pussy. I'll do
I was
it.
Like, why do you like cucumbers?
Yeah, so y'all would have been, that was probably 89, 90. So.
Yeah, like 4 or 5. Maybe oh, a little yeah. 3 or 4. Yeah.
A little bit older than that.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, I remember. I was a freshman.
I remember going.
89, 90. Damn,
old a freshman.
Yeah, I was a freshman.
Gen Z-er. Whoa.
I was drinking and driving.
Yeah, I was sticking. I was sticking
beer between the seat.
I was sticking rocks up my nose, and were.
I was sticking nipples in my nose.
You like them young, huh?
I was gonna say I was playing with rocks. You were smoking rocks. Wow.
But you know, like going back to
off of strippers' nipples.
Going back to Mini World, I have a scar from the playground.
What?
Yeah, I had bumped my head on one of the jungle gyms. I don't know.
Okay.
Like one of the things. Yeah, I have a scar. It's like right here.
Oh, dang. I thought it was a pimple.
Did you?
It never popped.
Really?
My bad.
But yeah, I remember I have a scar. It's like right here.
From where you fell or what?
No, I think yourself? I was climbing like one of the, like a not a treehouse, but it's kind of like
Yeah, it was like
a house, but made of wood.
Yeah. It was a playground, but it was like in the shape of a home. You know how like when you're a kid, you draw like a square with a triangle on top?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had like an opening and I was trying to crawl through it and I hit my head.
Your big old fall
head. Like a scar. Yeah.
Nappy hair didn't
protect and the daycare had a swimming pool too.
Whoa. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a swimming
Sounds
pool.
Sounds like Petter Ass Paradise or something.
It had that. It had the half tires in the ground that you could, like, they would squish. You'd step on them and they'd, like, sink in and then you'd jump to the next tire. It had some cool shit. Swings and
never got past the front door, man.
So funny story real quick about that is because obviously I was a super hyper white baby, like powder. Yeah. And with
without eyebrows.
And when my mom went to go pick us up, they stopped her. Like, they wouldn't let her pick me up. They were like, they thought she was trying to, like, kidnap Petter a fucking kid. You ain't going to steal that cute little white boy. Try again.
Bring that whiskey tangle back here.
You had to try again, Juanita. Yeah.
Dang. You better show me some ID.
Dang. So my mom was like, that's my son. That's my you son. Know, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you seen hilarious. My husband? No, just wait till the morning time.
No. They have him. Have you seen my husband? He just shows his, like, calf. Okay, oh, yeah, that's you. Yeah, he's white as fuck.
He's not wearing socks.
Yeah, because you're whiter than me.
I'm whiter than most white people.
Yeah.
And I'm half. How does that work? That's weird.
Yeah, it's like one of y'all looks white, one looks Mexican.
Yep.
You know, yeah. Half breeds.
Well, you look like Mexican, like real Mexicans, like my cousins, bro.
Yeah, I look like a Canelo, yeah, Canelo Mexican. Like,
yeah. You could pass
like a Mexican that has money.
Like a Mexican that has money, yeah. No, just Mexican from like Mexico City, like up there.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a word for him?
Stuck up.
Puto or
stuck up
Mexican. There's like a
I call my cousins pinche ways. That's what I call them.
No,
I think it's pendeco. Pendeco. No.
There's a word, really? I don't know. Maybe, maybe a nickname y'all gave us. It's not way back. Mahal? No.
You're not you. The really white rich ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know of anything, because I wouldn't know that shit.
Yeah, there's
a unless, yeah, unless know there's like Anna. A nickname.
John and Anna would know.
If there's a real nickname for them, but I don't
There probably
know.
Is.
Yeah, there is.
It has to be a nickname, yeah.
Because we have it for like, you know, stuck up white people and like, you know, you have, everyone's got their cultural nicknames. You were going to say something.
Oh, weirdly that my daycare was also named Minnie's World. Or is that's a name
Minnie World?
Minnie's World.
Oh, ours was Minnie, not plural.
Oh.
Oh.
No, ours it wasn't plural. Like it was Mouse. like Minnie's. I don't know. I don't know if it was Minnie Mouse or if like the actual.
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
But like Minnie's
World. Minnie's World. Minnie's. Wow. Hashtag Minnie's. Yeah, Minnie's World.
I don't remember going to like daycare or nothing.
No, we didn't.
We didn't. No. My mom always worked. Because my mom didn't work at like when we were little. My dad wouldn't let her work. My dad always worked. Because he's from Mexico, dude, so it's like you stay home, raise the kids.
Yeah,
same thing. Back then. My mom never worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed at a few different neighbors, too, that would kind of sit us for a little bit.
Danny and Loopy.
Mm-hmm. And Loopy. And Joe. And what was his wife's name?
Tina.
Joe and, no, Nancy.
I don't know.
Was it Nancy?
Is that where the little alien baby?
Was it Joe and Nancy?
Yeah.
The little alien baby was at?
No, that was across the street.
That was across the street.
They had a little boy, a redhead named Reese, before that family moved in.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but it was cool. It was cool because when we stayed with Danny and Lupe, because this is old Hispanic family, and she would have like a tray of pan dulce.
Yeah,
dude. The best, and I would love those empanadas.
Hell yeah.
So good. That's probably where I got hooked on them.
Damn.
Yeah. It's weird. They take me in this back room and take pictures, and they'd be like, do this and do that.
Yeah,
and
I'm
like,
what the hell? Empanada.
Yeah. But you know what's funny?
And you remember?
Hey, the Mexican guy.
Oh, my God. Now that I think about it.
Hey, the Mexican guy would say, you're his empanada.
But you know what's funny is that when we would stay with Joe and Nancy, because they had a daughter, Crystal, and she was like, at the time, my best friend. So we would stay there, but mom would drop off bread, peanut butter, and jelly. And they would make that as a snack when we would get home.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Right or no?
I think she just didn't want them eating us eating all their food. Or?
I know. I think it was like part of like mom kind of contributing for them watching us. Mm-hmm. I think
that's nice. That's sweet. Mm-hmm. I can see that as a mom thing. Like, hey, here's a quick snack that
for the kids and stuff.
I remember the daughter, the oldest daughter,
Chelsea.
She got knocked up real young. And had that little baby, Joshy.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was. And then Crystal eventually had a kid.
I don't know, because she had moved in middle school.
Okay, no, then it was the older sister. I remember the older sister having a baby. And like it was kind of weird because she was real young. I think she was like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah.
But yeah. Mom would give them like food, I guess, for all of us to.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So you already know the fucking. This dude's eating all the fucking pan de dulce and shit.
That was a different family. Oh, okay. They hooked us up.
You know, honestly, I don't remember that.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, they hooked it up.
Because you were smart enough not to go to the back room for empanadas.
That was a joke, by the way. That never happened. But the empanadas were real.
Yeah,
you know, we got lucky,
Danny would,
man.
What, did he have like 12 kids in his car or some shit, man? He picked up half the neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was a really, really cool old man. But yeah, he lived till he was, what, like in his 90s?
I don't know, but he was probably in his 70s at that point.
Yeah,
man.
he was old AF.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had his grandson in my class, several classes.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's cool.
His name was Brian.
Yeah, and then I remember Loopy and his grandson would play in the neighborhood whenever he would be over there. And then I remember the granddaughter, I think, she had bought like a sports car. Was it a Mustang?
No. Is that damn, what's that?
Mitsubishi? Oh, the Eclipse.
And then she brought, after that one, she brought another one, newer model.
Yeah.
Like same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was a little bit older than us.
Mm-hmm. Right. She was probably out of high school by the time you guys were maybe in middle school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Dang, that brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, because, you know, and going off topic again, we were just talking about daylight savings coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And how
it used to change earlier.
So it used to be up until 2006, it would be like the last weekend of October.
When it would switch?
Is when it would change.
Like right before Halloween?
Are you sure? Yeah. Wasn't like mid-October or the last?
No, it said like the last weekend.
So they basically just moved it back like a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause I know.
Do you think that's just because of how much time has passed since we were kids?
No. They actually passed the thing, dude. They passed the in Congress, so Obama changed it.
Yeah. But doesn't it? So it's no longer going to change?
No, it's going to change, but it's going to change. It changes later now in November instead of October.
What does that accomplish?
So
nothing. What does really it accomplish to begin with?
It's supposed to be for the farmers, right?
Yeah, they like to add. Well, that's why they, because it used to be, I think, was this their regular time? And then the one was when they added, when they spring forward, they never had spring forward, I think. Because remember, they did it so the farmers could have an extra hour.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Okay.
Harvesting and stuff.
Like an extra, but dude, it's the same shit because it would, you know, just like that one.
You could
know,
just, dude.
Yeah, that one.
Start Indian, an hour yeah, earlier or later.
Was,
what
that
the
one,
fuck?
That one Indian quoted, there's like a famous quote. I don't know who it is, but it says something about like only the white man would think like cutting two inches off a blanket and sew it to the end would make it longer. You know, like it's not the same shit.
You're just trading one for.
Yeah, you're getting it earlier. Yeah. Something like that. There's one. That's why they're trying to pass it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just like Arizona doesn't do spring forward, or they don't do. They don't do
right.
They don't do.
There's that same, mountain yeah, there's time. One, or,
yeah, it just stays like that.
Yeah.
So they're
yeah, because I was telling Pablo like when Halloween would come, like 6 o'clock, it would be dark already.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would be dark.
It would be dark. Because I remember a couple times, especially in middle school, like around 5 p.m., it would already start being dark.
Yeah. Now it takes, it gets, it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like the summer. I don't like that time when it gets darker later. I don't like it.
I like that time.
No, I don't. It makes the day long to me.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
No, I mean, just...
get more shit done at night.
Yeah, I like that I'm able to come home and go for a run or do something like that.
I just
that.
Don't like when I'm driving in traffic in the afternoon and the sun's shining in your eyes.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's the only thing that I hate.
Because I feel like sometimes when the sun was... it was, like, super bright, like, coming from work, that I would get so sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I've never been... well, I used to love summer back in, like, being younger, but now as an adult, I just hate summer. I do. I just hate it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just the days just seem so long, dude. Like, ugh.
It's because you're working hard.
Yeah, because I'm working, like, 3 fucking jobs and I'm still poor.
So does that mean, like, it's darker in the morning longer? Or is it brighter?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Well, when we go back, it's dark. It's...
because we gain an hour.
We gain an hour, so it gets light earlier.
Right.
And then it gets darker earlier. Yeah. So, right. And then when you go forward, it stays darker later, and then the sun stays out later.
But you're driving into the sun in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, either way, you're driving into the...
Well, it depends. It depends which side of town you work on and driving to.
Yeah. Right.
Fortune.
Oh, you're not driving.
Well, time is remote. Well,
remote work. Those times that I am.
Time is man-made anyway, so...
because nobody knows how to drive with the sun in their eyes. Creates traffic.
Yeah.
Backs up traffic.
I don't know. Either it's got its pros and cons both. I don't know. It just sucks. You always have to... because it takes forever just to get used to the time adjustment. And then when you do, it changes back.
It's a pain in the ass rewinding all the clocks back.
Yeah, that's the biggest...
forward is
cool.
Yeah,
if you have like 50 fucking clocks in your house,
yeah.
We don't. We just have the stove. Fuck that. We don't need your phone and all that.
So it's cool how it automatically updates on computers and phones and all the new tech. But even for me, because I have so many watches, so long.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know until you...
I'll look down.
Think the cars change.
No, they don't.
The cars don't.
Ours does.
No. You have to change
the Acadia.
Ours doesn't. No. You know what? Ours can. It has an option for daylight savings time, but I don't know that if we
turn it on.
I thought it automatically.
No, not ours. Pay 57,000. You want to bet?
Never change the Challengers, and it's like, well, it's going to change. It's going to catch up next month.
Yeah, I was like, just give it a few more weeks. It'll be right.
I know, like, the iPhones and Mac, everything changes, but I don't think the cars. So I always have to change my truck. I've always, even the Acadia, too. You have to change it.
You want
to
bet?
Unless you got some.
Y'all should make a bet.
Oh, shit. Hey, don't.
No, because you don't pay.
Don't
it,
take
bro.
It. Don't.
You know how many bets I've won?
No, we're
going to
bet for Pinks.
Shoot, I only won one bet in 50
pink
years.
We don't own our cars yet.
Shoot.
Yeah, she never pays up, dude. I don't make bets with her anymore.
No, we make bets. Yeah, we make bets.
Did she pay her bets growing up?
I never betted.
We never bet against each other. And I never bet against my mom.
Oh, that's true.
Dude, she was only wrong like maybe twice.
I won one bet in 50 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I got a bad track record.
I bet with her all the time.
I know you've lost.
I think we've been kind of hit or miss.
Does he pay up?
Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose.
Does he pay up?
Yeah, I pay up.
They're related.
No, I pay up.
He doesn't pay. You don't pay.
Yeah, I do.
She watches on her bets all the time.
I pay up.
No, you don't.
When was the last bet that I didn't pay? See, you can't remember because I paid up.
No, because I stopped betting with you.
Yeah, because I paid up. You got tired of me paying so fast.
No, you don't pay.
You don't pay.
You got tired of me paying so prompt.
I know how you feel.
Oh, I made damn sure I paid your mom, man. Shit.
I know this, and if she
you're
wins,
still, hey, you're still finding those payments laying around the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shoot, she wouldn't forget shit.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No, I have a terrible memory.
It's like, okay, Tuesday, April the 18th, 1977.
Yeah.
At 2:13 p.m., you said this.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
Hey, but they only remember what they want, though. Because when the roles are reversed, like this one, she don't
quick
remember.
To forget.
Quick yeah,
to
she,
forget.
She's quick to forget. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you did. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
It must be genetic.
You got to start recording it.
It must be genetic.
Yeah, they only remember when it's convenient. It must be a gene I have.
Yeah,
it must be.
It's,
it must be
a classic. No fault to us. In high school, they take them into.
Well, usually women are like that, but
no fault to our own. I mean. No. So
yeah, she remembers when she wants, but she forgets.
So we had a friend of ours, this dude, this MF-er, he would keep in his phone a text file of what people owed him and like how much and from when. But what? Like, dude, and but it, like with most of my boys, it'd be like, hey, I got this round.
Give me.
You know, Jack in the Box later for me or something. It would just be like a
just give or take.
Yeah, right.
Give or
take. Like I got you next time. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You know, this dude had a breakdown of what people, you know, what he paid for, whatever.
I got you Big Mac.
And dude,
last
this
month.
Guy
did he collect?
Fuck no. Because like we would be like, nah, bro. Like I've bought you enough shit. I've given you enough freebies. I'm not keeping track. Like this is stupid. But there was one time where I couldn't stop laughing because. He can't differentiate his money. And so what I mean by that is if I got like gifts, your birthday gift, you open up your cards, you get your money and you go deposit it in the bank and it's just your money now to spend on whatever you want. But this guy couldn't differentiate the money and its purpose. So he'd have a birthday, get a card from his grandma, for example, $50 or whatever, $20, whatever. And that was grandma money. And so we would go, let's say we're heading out to the bar and we're like, hey, man, get the next round. Just use the cash you got. Like, you know, oh, I didn't bring my card. That's cool. Just use the cash you got for your birthday. No, no, no. That's grandma money. I have to use that money for my grandma for a gift because it was a birthday present and I need to buy a gift using that money specifically.
For her.
And I'm like,
what?
Bro, just... Just fucking take $20 out of your bank account later. Like you have the cash and that's grandma money. And I was
like grandma money that
he has to use on himself. Yeah.
And it blew my mind and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like
bro. Yeah, it's like, dude, it's your money.
Can I take a guess at who this person is?
No, not on this podcast, but you know who it is. Yeah. You know already. Yeah. Everyone knows who it is.
Yeah.
His initials are.
But it's just.
Yeah. Well, some people, I wouldn't do that, but I understand the why he would do that. Like the logic behind it, like why he would do that. Like, hey, my grandma gave me this fucking money. I'm using it for me.
Yeah. But
then you can just put it back later. Yeah. Like, you know what? All right. I got you. Let me buy a round and then I'll put it back.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, sometimes it's hard to do that.
I think for him is just he can't separate it.
Yeah.
And so I would imagine.
I mean, if other people are buying you rounds and it's your freaking turn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't do that. I buy shit to fucking buy shit. I don't ever expect.
No, it would be this is the kind of dude where we would be hanging out for Halo nights, for example, playing Halo all night.
Shit.
And
D&D.
Gave it away. I'm just kidding.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But we'd all be playing. We'd all be gaming.
Okay.
And. It's like we would do this thing of kind of like random beer night. So bring the beer you like to drink, but also bring a pack, like a 6-pack of something we've never tried. And we'll just share it and contribute and like we'll see how it is.
Oh, shit.
And this dude would show up with a 32-ounce for himself and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And like that's the kind of like, dang. Bro,
pass it around.
No,
I stop inviting people.
Yeah,
like that,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, like that's what I'm dealing with.
When everyone like I have
this is grandma
like
beer.
Yeah,
this is my grandma
like
beer.
Like, it's like, bro, I don't have cash. Like, just come on, hang out, right? Just get us next time. And come and drink, or the motherfucker brings the 6-pack.
Yeah,
and drinks all his 6-pack, and then starts hitting up the others.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's time to do a beer run, I don't got money.
Like, I'm good.
Bitch, you better get the. You're gonna
go
fucking get
it. That's how this guy is. Yeah. That's why. I mean, if they had asked him to get around, you know what I mean? Because other people have bought him around. Like, it's the least he can do.
He would. He would wait until like last call, and like not just to not buy a round, and we'd be like, last call, your turn, go now.
Damn.
Put it on your tab.
Yeah, no.
Fuck that.
Yeah, because when I would go, I would just pay. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, if I'm there and I'll buy a rounds. Then if you want to give me, you give me. But yeah, I understand. Yeah, I know that guy.
Did you
that
ever
one person that one guy that does that? Yeah, I know. I know how my friend was like that. Yeah.
Did you ever play King's Cup at the bars?
Fuck no, dude. I was trying to get laid, bro. I want to be playing games at the bar. I'm trying to get pussy, bro.
Nah, man. We would do King's Cup. We'd get a pitcher after drinking a pitcher of beer. We'd put it in the middle.
Nukes,
and then, like, you know, we'd be playing darts. We'd be doing something.
Fucking nerd, dude.
No, man. It was, dude, this is...
You're a fucking nerd, dude.
This is legit. and you would pour whatever you were drinking into the king's cup. And so this king's cup would have beer, Jaeger, Jameson, like Patron, everything all mixed into it. And then I think we would draw cards at the end, and whoever would have to down it.
I was too busy playing looking for tits and ass to hit the bar.
No, this is like after all that's done.
And how many times did you get slapped?
I got slapped a few times, but I got tits and ass more than I got slapped. So I'll tell you that much.
You did get slapped?
Well,
I got slapped. One time I remember.
And you went home with big girls?
Dude, I'm a chubby chaser for life, bro.
She's hot as hell.
See that pretty little thing out there? She's with me. Get over here, Houdini. So like one time we're at a bar. It was me and my friend Sergio, right? Rest in peace. We used to always go out. Right? He was like a good looking dude, so he would get like all the chicks. I was like the wingman. I would get like, you talk to her friend, dude. Just keep her in the living room. All right, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
You get second best.
Yeah, dude. It's all right, dude.
Hey, sloppy seconds.
And we call that we call that being a remora, where you're in the shark slipstream. Like,
doing all the work.
Hey, but I wasn't taking fucking orgy of fucking gay drinks, dude. I'll tell you that much. So we're there, and there was these hot girls, right? And I tell my friend, like, go. I don't know why he was, like, in a bad mood. He didn't want to, like, hit on girls. So I was like, watch. So I went over there. She was hot, too, dude. I was like, hey, how you doing? Oh, all right, whatever. Hey, my friend, whatever. Why can't you say it to you? I was like, because I'm not interested in you. But she was hot. But my friend, I was like, dude, I'm not interested in you. My friend, she's like, why can't you just be truthful, blah, blah. I started talking all this shit, dude. I go,
shit.
Fuck you, man. Dude, she slapped the shit out of me, dude.
Dang.
Then she poured her drink on me. What? Yeah, and then I was like, fuck. So I went back. My friend was cracking up, and then like a couple other friends got there, and then my friend came with his girlfriend, and she knew them. So then she was like calling him. She was like, no, fuck that guy, that fucking little guy right there. And I was like, fuck you, little guy.
Dang, yeah.
Dude, guess what happened in the night?
Got it.
In the car, bro, yeah. And she bought
that
me drinks.
Girl?
Hell yeah.
The one that slapped you?
Hell yeah. Oh. My friend was mad because he was parked next to us. He was all pissed off.
Have you ever gotten like a drink splashed in your face?
Yeah.
No way, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have. Man, dude, we used to go out and have like crazy like... Yeah, like my other friend.
You better stop now, dude.
I can't tell a lot of stories, but yeah. Me,
you can just leave it at a yes or a no.
Yeah.
Right? That's okay.
Yeah, a lot of shit happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had it all, man. We're crazy. I was crazy.
I don't think I've ever had a drink thrown in my face. Yeah, I've definitely had like...
Let me take care of that right now.
I've had some pretty harsh, rejections, but never like a drink in the face.
Yeah.
I think the ones that always cracked me up the most was when it would be like at a, at a bar, at a show, and there'd be like chicks that think that just because they're chicks, they can be in the front of the venue,
the rail bar,
And I'm like, nope, coming through. Mm-hmm. Here come these big shoulders and push your ass around. And then they get off. Fuck you. Just be like, whatever, bro. Like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
It's the nature. It's the order of nature, the world.
No, we did a lot of crazy shit, dude. I had a lot of crazy shit happen. We used to always go out and drink. Man, I used to work at Bosch and Lomb. I'd go out. I used to work at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go out and get drunk. And I'd go drive to the fucking parking lot like 3 in the morning. Just fucking crash out there. And then when someone would come in, they'd wake me up. Knock on my
ready
car.
To go.
I'd walk in smelling like.
Smelling booze.
Smelling like booze. I just like, all right, let's go. Shit. Let's get this day started.
Yeah. That reminds me when I worked at I worked at one of the credit unions here, and me and the other guys, we'd go out drinking and stuff. Same thing, picking up girls, and we would always keep a change of clothes in our office, always, because you never know, like that morning you're gonna come in just.
Yeah, I would always change my shirt. I'd have it in my trunk.
Like I need a fresh dress shirt.
Yeah.
Deodorant.
Yeah, the good old days.
Never experienced anyone.
I was like in the 90s. Yeah.
I was born married.
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much like.
No, I had a couple of those when I was going to bars with my best friend after I got divorced.
Did you slap anybody?
No, we would get drinks all the time. And then because I was always with her and she was always with her boyfriend and his friends, like I would give whatever drink I got to like his friends.
I would never drink them. That's smart.
If they came.
And then they pass out.
Right.
And then the guy that gave the drink is like, It'll work. It'll do.
Well, because now, like in recent times, but like back in the 90s, we didn't, no one thought about that shit. You would just buy drinks and they would take them. Like the whole date rape shit wasn't a thing back then. Now, it's like dangerous now, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless it's coming from the bartender or the server. Yeah. And even then.
Right. Yeah.
Or if you ask them, hey, can I, like a lot of times you'll be like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And they'll be like, yeah. Then you'll be like, order it.
Order whatever she wants.
Yeah, put on my tab. Go ask her what she wants. Put it on my fucking tab and then they loop. Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing, sweetheart? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would never drink them.
They'll bring you drinks. Yeah.
Yeah. I would always give it to like one of her friends.
Dunk balls in
the guys,
It smells like balls.
Why is this glass is all smudged?
And it would be like fruity drinks too. I'm like, just because I'm a chick doesn't mean I like fruity drinks.
What would you drink when you would go out?
Crown.
Like Crown and Coke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fruity Crown and Coke.
The Crown Apple. Yeah, you make a George Washington out of that. It's so good, dude.
George Washington?
It's like a apple crown with something else. It's a shot.
Fucking
good. Yeah, cranberry, I think. It's a Washington, George Washington.
That's hilarious. So good,
yeah.
Washington would never drink that shit. With the...
Well, how do you know, dude?
I partied with him. Sure.
He's just as old.
You got the same hairdo now.
I remember buying, there was this one girl and we were dating for a bit, but when, rather than buy her a drink, cause she had friends with her.
What's his name?
No, it was at the Mix downtown.
Oh yeah.
And I told cause I saw that they were drinking like, I don't know, some sort of a glass of wine or whatever. And I said, hey, what kind of wine does that table have? And the bartender, because they were regular, so she knew it. And I said, send a bottle to
$12. $12.50.
Right. Yeah. What's that?
How much? Yo, you classy girl.
Yeah. How much that bottle run?
How much is that box wine?
No. It was
drinking
actually,
out of plastic cups.
No, bro. It was like at a bar. It was expensive to send a bottle, you know? Because like, you know, yeah, if it was like a $20 bottle of wine, it was probably like $60 at the bar.
What are they drinking, Cristal?
So 13,
what
not 12. Fuck?
Yeah, 13.
$13.50.
So I told him, I said, send a bottle up to that. To that table. Damn, and I'll go over there in a little bit. And there was this guy, and it was funny because I was talking to her, and you know, after the bottle got delivered, and she's like, why'd you buy a whole bottle? I was like, well, because your friends are drinking too, so it'd be rude of me just to buy you a drink and not them. Like, you know, that's not cool. And so the friends were like, oh, that's nice, you know. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. So we're chatting, and then this dude like comes up and tries to talk to the girl that I'm talking to, and he's like, hey, let me get you a drink. And I just kind of looked at him, and then it was awkward as fuck. And I looked down, sure. I was like, nah, I think they're good on drinks. And like, you know, like there's a fucking bottle here now. Like what the, and he looked and she told him, she's like, yeah, I'm good. And he just like, oh, it was fucking awkward, man. I was like, oh dude, wow. All right. Well, that was embarrassing.
Dang.
So yeah, good times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So went over the friends
and the chick, and not be afraid to open up a table that has multiple people. I feel like a lot of guys, it's like intimidating. There's a group.
Hell no.
But like, that's the thing. Once you get over it, you just open up that table, man.
Everybody to drink. Like, hey, go ask them whatever they're drinking.
But I feel like you, like that's a challenge for you.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm going to walk in.
Which one of these bitches?
Yeah, we used to walk in the bar and I'd hit on like the hottest chicks just to try to like, dude, just get a number like that. Dude, that's what we did. Like, we
would go, man. I mean.
Be a contest or what?
Dude, I'd be all coked up too. I'd be like, I'd be brave as fuck, yeah. And then you bring that shit out, you can take anybody home.
Oh my God,
it was a challenge. Like, I mean, because you know me, I'm fucking short. I mean, I'm cute as fuck. I'm handsome, but my confidence is no comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Wow. Well, whatever. Kidding. But you know, like me being like a short guy, dude, like I had to have that confidence boost. Like I've always, you know, because I'm even, dude, no one wants a fucking shy ass fucking.
Yeah. Can I kiss you?
Yeah. Can I kiss you? Fuck no.
Is it okay if I kiss you?
Grab her by
now?
The back of the fucking hair.
That's right, man. Get your ass over here.
Sucker face, dude.
Actually, I got lucky with C because she's a lightweight. So she's a cheap date.
Damn. Two glasses. Hey, what kind of bottle of wine would you like?
Yeah. Let me get you a bottle. Actually,
I drink it in a box.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at her and I'm like.
So I don't do that. 12,
instead of a bottle.
$12 bottle. Yeah, I do the
Cristal.
The rosé.
I'll drink Cristal.
No, we went to this this bar off of Broadway, and they make really good like cocktails, mixed drinks, and she had like two of them. Dude,
honestly, dude, I don't even think I had two. I think I just had one, but it was a tall glass.
I think it was,
and
wine.
It was like a lemon one, and it was very like.
Yeah, it was good. It was tasty and strong.
Tasty and strong. Oh, yeah.
And next thing you know, she's like, I think I'm kind of getting tired. And I was like, what the fuck? Bro, we get in the car, fucking out. Like, so much for this night. Hey, damn.
Hey, I love you. Yeah. I fucking love you. I'm sorry for when I said.
Yeah. I ain't babysitting tonight. I'm dropping your ass off. I'm coming right back to this bar.
The first time your mom drank a beer. So we were still dating before we got married. We're on the Air Force Base. We're in a room of, not my room, but somebody else's room.
Oh, shit.
So she drinks a beer and then she puffs up like a puff blowfish.
Man. Yeah.
She was allergic really? To it.
Oh, she was allergic to the hops, right?
Yeah. And then this guy whose room it was, he comes in there and your mom, she's all puffed up.
Oh, it's so embarrassing, man.
Yeah. It was a long night.
Aww. So what did you do? Did you take her to the ER or would you?
No. Did what I shouldn't have done.
Gave her
Let
more
her
beer.
Let her write it out.
Let her fall asleep.
Pulled out a Polaroid and started taking.
He bought a bottle of wine for her.
We had to find like calamine lotion, all this shit, just to get
the swelling down. Benadryl. Yeah.
You kept putting your finger by her nose to make sure she was breathing.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Dude,
yeah.
If I puffed up, I don't know, I'd freak out.
Because the lips more? Are puffed up, the tongue, everything, man. Jesus, yeah, man.
It's pretty dangerous. Shit.
Damn.
I got my EpiPen ready.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. EpiPen on the podcast. Would you like a Russian roulette?
I never had to worry about her drinking my beer. I could have a refrigerator full of beer. She wouldn't touch
it. She can't touch it. So what was she like? Oh, white Russians, right?
White Russians, Black Russians, Tequila Sunrise. So when we went over to the Azores, they had like a welcoming dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the main drink over there was for like wine. It was Lancer's wine.
Oh, shit.
So she got so freaking drunk that she was hugging the commode that night.
Damn.
She was calling Ralph.
Yeah, you know, bedspins. I had all that before we went over there. So
how many drinks do you think she had?
A lot.
Couple bottles.
She was sick as a dog. She never touched another wine for like 20 years.
Yeah, I don't blame her. That's like what SoCo we were talking about, Southern Comfort, that taste. Yeah.
Wild Turkey's good too, man.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, Southern Comfort last one. I was telling you, you like that stuff.
You like SoCo?
No, first time I had Wild Turkey was at Julie's house. Mm-hmm. That shit fucked me up.
Wild Turkey's good.
Yeah, Wild Turkey, because it's 101, right?
Canadian
it's stronger.
Miss, Wild Turkey, all that Canadian shit.
Damn.
We would drink, it was at the time, you can't get it anymore, it was Benchmark bourbon, so we drink a lot of bourbon and Cokes.
Yeah.
Me and my partner, we'd kill a bottle. We'd be playing cards with our wives, and we'd kill a bottle at one night.
That's crazy, problem. Man. Well, I feel like that's all you do, like drink, and you're in the military out there. Yeah, like
drink, smoke, and fuck.
TMI. All right.
Hey, you didn't have to go to the service for that, bro. I did that from when I was 15 till I was like, yeah. Till now.
It was like when Office Space, right? What would you do if you had $1 million? I would do nothing. Well, shit, man, you don't need $1 million to do nothing. Yeah. Look, my cousin, he's broke, don't do shit.
And smoke pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
And don't inhale.
Yeah. The
exhale.
Best
don't exhale.
The best memory of drinking with mom was when we went to Vegas at one time. We were playing craps, and you two were on the other side, me and her. I go, I'm gonna get you drunk tonight. She goes, no. Started drinking the margaritas, and I tipped that waiter, that lady waitress, and she goes, they take forever to bring drinks. I go, no, watch this. How you do it? So I give her a $25 chip to the waitress. She was bringing us drinks. Got drunk on those margaritas, man.
I didn't get shit out of it.
Yeah, you didn't, because you were on the other side.
We were all passed out.
Drunk. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you say she passed out?
See, that's what happens to me when I start drinking. That's
really? She gets so tired.
I get sleepy. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
You got to get past that first one.
Yeah, the first one you got to, after that, then you just. But if you're like even Vegas, when we're in Vegas, you'll be having fun. We'll be gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Show you how to play craps.
Hey, you lose track of time, too. Next thing you know, it's 4 in the fucking morning, man.
Yeah, we would do that.
Next thing you know, you're pulling a shotgun out and
then we sleep
playing
all day.
Around with it.
Yeah. Sleep all day and then whoops. Gamble. Yeah.
Like at TPC. Dude, that was the first Stern talking I got to after that night. My buddy came over. I was all drunk.
Oh, when you slept on bed slats.
Yeah, I slept on bed slats. And I pulled out. I was showing my buddy my shotgun. I was like, check it out, And of course, I was like drunk and this one freaked out.
18?
Nah, I was like, this was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And so she was all mad. And so instead of sleeping on the couch like a normal person, because I was so wasted, I went into the other bedroom we had, but we didn't have the mattress in yet. So it was just the frame, and then it had like the vertical or the horizontal bed slats, yeah, slats to give support. And so I just crashed out on the bed slat. So when she found me the next morning, I was all like, and she's like, why the hell?
Take a picture of it?
She's like, why'd you sleep on that instead of the sofa, dummy?
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking mook.
I thought he was going to sleep on the sofa, but yeah, he slept on the bed.
Hey, this dude slept in my car one night.
Oh, yeah, with a bowl of menudo.
Yeah.
Like a fucking Momo.
I was fucking wasted, bro. It was New Year's.
The car's in the driveway. We're looking for this fool. We go to his girlfriend's house. We can't find this fool. He's asleep in the car in the driveway.
Wait. So for context, the reason is because my girlfriend lived the street next to us. So rather than driving, I would just walk to her house. And so it was New Year's. We're popping fireworks. We're drinking, partying. And then her mom asked, do you want a bowl of menudo? And remember, I don't really like menudo, but I was wasted and I was hungry. So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I have this bowl of menudo and I walk back home. But I think I still had a beer too. Like I was drinking and I didn't want to go inside yet. So I just got into his car and I sat there. But because I don't really like menudo, so I just didn't finish it. And then I pass the fuck out with this bowl of menudo. And so he's like knocking on the window, like, huh? What? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because we walked over, we traced his tracks. Okay, let's go find this fool.
Damn.
And we walk over to the girlfriend's house. No sign of him. He's not there. And we go back home and fucker's asleep in the car.
If he crashed on the car, dude. I've woken up in the driveway before.
Yeah, man. Well, because it was cold because it was New Year's. So I was like, well, let me just get in the car and, you know, it's warmer in there. But luckily, I didn't drive off or like go anywhere.
Drive through the garage. In the garage.
Yeah, not my proudest moment. Got a lot of those.
I got a lot of those, too.
Yeah, we all have them.
You know. I know we used to go play cards with your mom's aunt and uncle. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. That was the only time she would let him drink. So we'd put down a freaking at least a 12-pack at a minimum. And then I'm driving home on 410 from Parent Vital.
That's a long ass
shit-faced.
Drive. Yeah. In the caddy.
And your mom's like, you know, she could have stepped up. Hey, let me drive home. No, she made my ass drive home, man.
Yeah, I know that. I deal with that.
Yeah.
I know that. I know how that goes.
I know that feeling.
Yep. Oh, bullshit.
Take your
chance. You wanted a drink? You fucking drive home. Like, what the fuck?
Yep. All right, fuck it. Since I'm not a big drinker, I'm the DD.
Dude, it's beautiful, so man. So nice.
Can we call?
I'm going to call you. I'm calling you next time.
Call me.
Yeah, call C. She'll come get your ass.
You can take me from downstairs to upstairs.
No, that is nice, though, because when we go to weddings or any parties or something, what? I'm like, all right, I'm going to have...
You got your DD.
Got my DD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take those risks anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially now with the new law that they have. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, still does.
Ain't worth it.
No, I know. When do we go out? I drink at home, man. I get fucked up at home.
Yeah, we remember the Bucanas night.
Yeah, I don't... I get drunk at home, so I don't fucking hurt nobody but myself. Or the couch.
There were a few times when your mom, she was, I'm getting drunk tonight, so I didn't drink. I
would... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool when you have that... Mm-hmm. Understanding beforehand.
Yeah, like you drink and you get drunk.
Hey, tonight's your night.
Yeah, you do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that time I drank? We talked about this in one of the other episodes. Do you remember that time when I drank a beer at one of the aunt's houses? I was like maybe 13 or 12.
Go give me a beer, David.
I said, yeah, sure thing. I think I'll grab one for myself too. And all the family members are there watching me fucking drink this beer. And I guess because I thought, well, they're cool. They're not going to fucking rat me out. My dad can't see me. We're good. Nah, he found out real quick.
You know what I remember growing up? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Dad had these Cadillacs, right?
Yeah.
And they had leather seats.
Yeah.
And Dad would have this pine air freshener hanging from the rear mirror, right?
Yeah.
And he would armor all the shit out of these leather seats the point where, like, he turned right or left, and we would be sliding right or left, like so slippery.
I took pride in my cars.
Do you remember?
A little too much.
You still do.
And you know what? You remember when? Okay, the over time, the leather would crack.
Yeah.
And then it'd have the foam under, and you, like, pick at it.
Yeah.
So you would, like, peel it?
Yeah, underneath, we'd, like, get under there and, like, pull it apart. And he'd get all pissed off.
Do you still armor all your seats in your car?
No, because they're leather. No, yeah. Oh, no.
They're not vinyl.
Yeah.
But also
the Cadillac wasn't leather?
They were leather.
Yeah.
No, I don't armor all the seats, man.
Now there's different products. Yeah. Plus there's different products for leather.
You
now.
Should, so my kids can
slide.
Yeah. So
get
my
an
kids
experience.
Can have some. Yeah.
Yeah.
And armor all the gas pedal and the brake pedal and your foot slides right off of them.
Then so you can get to an accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the cardboard window and you went through the car wash.
You did? What happened? What?
Yes. He broke the window. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm dropping these two off at Mini World, and I have to go to work. So I leave the car running, and I take them inside, but I lock the freaking door. I lock myself out of the car.
With it on.
Mm-hmm. With it running. Mm-hmm. So it was a coupe de ville, so it had the little coupe windows behind the driver's and passenger's window. Mm-hmm. They're called opera windows for the record. So I'm sitting there, I walk up to the car, I don't have an extra key with me, my wife's at work, the car is running, and it's like, shit, and it's got a full tank of gas. So I broke the upper window to get the door unlocked.
How many hits did it take?
It took a lot.
Dude, I was going to say, because that glass is, yeah, no joke.
So to cover it up, because it was almost you had to pull like the vinyl top off to replace the window. It was a pain in the ass. It wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I get this piece of cardboard. I wrap it up with a black trash bag to make it look cool and stick it in there. So I've got a cardboard window now that's black. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we took it through the car wash and kind of kind of got wet inside.
No shit.
Oh, great. Wow.
And I remember the headliner with the thumbtacks. To hold it in place.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah, the headliner. Yeah, I think that was just an 80s thing, right? Yeah. Like, all the cars did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, none of them stayed up.
Yeah,
they all came down. I took that bitch airborne, too, man.
Yeah. My neighbor sees him drive off, waves, and then sees him walking back home. Like, wait, you drove? Now you're walking? What the fuck? Oh, this dude went O'Doyle rules into a ditch.
I flew through the intersection, hit the curb, didn't even stop to slow the car down, and it went into the field.
Well, because it was slick, right? It was raining.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So people at the stoplight, they're looking like, now you see me, now you don't.
Yeah. Bro, can you imagine seeing someone drive through an intersection into a like forest area and just never come back out?
Or you see a guy walking up.
So you said if you had cut it left instead of right?
Yeah, I could have drove out of that bitch.
But because you went right?
I went into a ditch and I had to have it towed out.
How did they get it out?
They towed it. They hooked it up and
they actually winched it out. Like, damn.
Bumper didn't come off or anything?
No. But yeah, if I would have cut it the other way, man, I would have drove out. You see me driving out of the shit.
Over the same curb? Like, no big deal?
This is right there at Calabra and Timber.
No. Cliffbriar?
Cliffbriar.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
See how, we're PDQ? On Calibra and then we turn left and the middle school's right there?
Where that pizza
is. Yeah, so he went.
I hit the curb. The curb didn't even slow it down. You think the curb would have bounced off or something?
Mm-hmm. Not when you're going
that fast. Was like 6,000 pounds of metal, man.
Plus, you had bigger tires, so it could eat up a lot of that force.
Were the tires bald or anything?
I don't remember.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
Was it just because it was slick?
Yeah, it was slick. I just went right. Because I was going to turn left, and left turning wasn't happening.
So your tires were like this, but you went.
You went straight. Yeah.
No, I hit that curb and hit straight on, man.
So you just never turned?
Yeah.
Never
hit. Damn. Just straight on.
Dude, I remember in the Camaro going to school, driving to Taft. And it had rained lightly. And it was, of course, like, you know how it's always real dangerous when the oil breaks up and everything. And so I was turning right there by La Petite, that street. Was that Village Park? I forget the name of the street. Yeah. Anyways, it used to be the Diamond Shamrock instead of Valero. And I was turning right and I hit the gas too much. And, of course, went spinning. And instead of, like, spinning out into the thing, I just wrote it and did like a full 360. And then I went more. So I was like, damn it. So I was facing the curb and I'm like, oh shit. And all the cars are stopped. Like as the light turned green and they like, I had to back up, like turn. And, but I was just like, damn, I didn't hit anything. That's fucking awesome. And just kept going like, all right, we're good. Mm-mm. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Our 11th. No, is this our 11th? Is this our 10th? 11th. Hope y'all enjoyed our 11th episode here. Just kind of chatting about the past and then going off topic a few times. Pretty cool. I enjoyed it. Yeah. So makes it fun. Yeah. That's what's up. Thank you for all the support, and we will look forward to seeing you at the next episode. We got some really cool stuff coming up, and then we're going to try and get an episode with the kiddos talking about Halloween-y. I think that's going to be a great one. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
But until then, see you at the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Later.
Peace.